Hello, everyone, and welcome to What's Going to Happen, the podcast where we talk about, well, what's going to happen to the planet. Today, we'll be talking about some general information about global warming, and we'll be interviewing some of my friends to get just the general idea of what's going on in people's minds. What do they think about global warming, and if they think it's important or not? So, what is global warming? To give a very brief overview on global warming, I'll say basically the Earth temperature has risen by 1.5 Fahrenheit over the past century and is predicted to rise another 0.5 to 8.6 Fahrenheit over the next 100 years. Although these changes might seem small, they translate to very large and potentially dangerous shifts in climate and weather. Now, let's get into our first interview. With me today, we have, introduce yourself, please.
I'm Malik, Malik Williams. I'm his friend. I'll be here speaking today.
Yes, now. Now we're going to ask a couple questions, see Malik's stance on global warming and what he thinks about it. First, let me ask you, Malik, what do you know about global warming?
I know that it's killing our planet, it's killing our fishes, their environment, and, you know, it's just making life harder for humans. That's what I know about it.
Good. Now, do you think that it's a big issue that more people should be talking about and focusing on?
I do, you know, because if they don't, it's going to endanger our planet, or like more endanger our planet, because it already is endangering our planet. So I do feel like people should be talking about it more.
Okay. Now, let's be honest here. Do you do anything to help? Because let me be honest first. I personally don't really do that much, or I feel like I could do more. So let me hear you say if you do anything, or do you think that people, or do you have anything that you think people could do to help more?
No, I don't feel like I do enough. I don't feel like I do enough. I feel like if I do something, it won't really matter, although it would, but it's like, it's one speck, you know? So I can't really change anything. I need like a bigger group to change something. So I feel like if someone's gonna change something about global warming, they should do it in a group, a bigger group, where it will make a difference.
Oh, okay. So you feel like you as an individual can do as much as a bigger group can. So you people should bind together and do more like together as humanity, not just as an individual.
Yes, precisely, Wellington. Precisely.
Okay. Now, that's all the questions that we have. I'd like to thank you for coming. And next up, we'll have another interview with another friend of mine. And we'll see what he thinks and his thoughts on it.
What's up, guys? Our next interview is with, introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, so you got Wilson Pena, Morbo.
And it is Malik. I am back again.
Malik has decided to sit in through this interview, so we can get some snippets of if he has any ideas or any contradictions to what Yosin might say. So, Yosin, I'm gonna ask you some of the same questions that I asked Malik. Our podcast is about global warming. So, what do you think of global warming? What do you know about it?
Well, I know that global warming is basically caused because of all the oxygen. No, well, not oxygen. All the gases that are trapped in our atmosphere. And it's going to slowly kill us eventually. And I think it's pretty bad, especially for the polar bears.
Okay. Do you think that it's a big issue and more people should be talking about it?
Wellington, it's not a big issue. It's a ginormous issue. This affects the entire Earth, no matter where you at. Wellington, I just saw a picture of a skinny polar bear, bro. You telling me it's not an issue? That's an issue.
Yes, yes. I agree too. I agree.
Outnourished polar bear. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Now, I said this to Malik too, but let's all be honest. Do you do anything to actually help with global warming?
Actually, no. Humans actually help global warming. You want to know why? Because we breathe. Every time we breathe in, we take in oxygen. And when we breathe out, we release CO2. So technically, we're just making things worse, Wellington. I'm not going to lie. I be having barbecue sometimes. I be having barbecue sometimes.
Okay.
Yo, sir, we can't change that, though, yo, sir. We can't change. We can't stop ourselves from breathing.
You're right. You're right. We can. That's the same way how some people can't stop themselves from having a barbecue. They're using their car.
People can't stop themselves from doing barbecue though. And it does not help global warming.
No, they can stop, but the problem is they won't stop, Malik. Think about it.
They won't stop.
Okay, Yosin, do you have any ways that people could help to prevent global warming or to bring more awareness towards it?
Oh yeah, no. I think I have an idea. I think we need to plant like OD trees, bro. More trees, less CO2. And then the problem with the other gases is we gotta find some way to like suck all that in somewhere. But you know, everything is very hard. Feel me?
Oh, I didn't say this in my last interview, but they're coming up with solar panels that will suck up all the like heat and not use so much.
Hold on. Solar panel? I thought a solar panel's job was to take in the energy from the sun. How is a solar panel gonna take in gases, Malik?
Not gases. I'm talking about so we don't have to like use a lot of fossil fuels for electricity and stuff.
The problem is with our mass production of items and stuff like factories and things like that. You know, everything started going downhill when we started making factories and mass producing things. So if there was still a way to like filter out these gases at factories, I think you would have a better chance of, you know, living longer at least.
I agree.
Yeah. I think that's a very good point that you're bringing up. Certainly, we did not get that in depth last time when it was just me and Malik. So I know. Appreciate.
That's what you had to bring up.
So I think that's all the questions that we have. Are there any living remarks or anything that you want to say to anyone that might be listening?
No, I got a question for you, Wellington.
Okay.
What have you been doing, huh?
Oh, I said this on the last interview with Malik, but I think that I myself haven't been doing enough or anything for that matter to help with global warming instead of doing, well, I guess you could call this doing something, bringing awareness to it and telling you guys about it.
Okay.
Telling me and Malik about it, we're just two people.
Well, more people are going to listen to this. This is a podcast. Yeah.
You think that's going to change anything though?
Well, not really, unless, well, I'm changing people's ideas. I'm bringing, people might do more research. This might bring a spark into someone's life. They might want to do something, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you heard the news about Elon Musk. He want to move us to Mars.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have a whole different planet to mess up. Let's go.
Let's go.
I think, no, that's bad.
No, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But no, yeah, I think definitely that this is a big issue that, you know, shouldn't be taken so lightly because it doesn't just affect. I mean, take a look at it now. Look at the summer. We had a hot summer. We were supposed to have a hot summer, and it's still cold, and it's about to be June. Something's off, Wellington.
Yeah.
That's why we keep having all these natural resources problems. Yeah. Next thing you know, there's a tsunami there, a hurricane here.
Okay.
A tornado over there.
Okay. Okay. Calm down. Actually, you know, a lot of sea animals are losing their habitat, like Yosin said, like the polar bear, which is being malnourished, like sea lions and stuff, are losing their hunting grounds and stuff like that. And it's killing them. It's killing them.
I have an idea what I'm saying.
What is it?
Everybody gotta watch the Lorax.
Everybody gotta watch the Lorax. We gotta watch the Lorax. I'm pretty sure most people have watched it in like middle school.
No, we gotta put that on. Every time any time that somebody teaching a lesson in school, when you're in elementary, you're required to watch the Lorax.
That's
everybody needs a tree,
cornerstone of education now. Watching the Lorax, that's an entire unit.
Like, look at it this way. If you start teaching kids, you know, things that are right from wrong at an early age, right? Like, let's say racism, for example, right? If you start teaching a kid that racism is wrong and they're learning it at a young age, it's gonna grow with them. And you can prevent less racist acts like that one. If you start teaching, educating kids the right things at the right age, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
So if we start educating kids more about the, you know, the in-world problems that we're having, but not like our level, we can't say, hey, the earth is going to die, you know? We got to be like, the earth is sick, we got to answer. And then kids are going to start, you know, some of them are going to start growing. And these kids that are growing, you know, they're the new generation. They're going to start looking for new possible solutions.
Yeah, I get you. So I want to thank both of you for coming, Malik for coming back, Yosin for being here. Certainly bringing up very good points and coming up with very good ideas for what we might want to do to educate the next generation, or might want to do to even prevent some causes of global warming. So I want to thank both of you, and
no problem. Yeah.
Anytime, Paul.
And I'd like to thank everyone that has been listening with us for coming and hearing some thoughts and ideas about global warming, and certainly for listening to us about this issue that certainly will affect all of us in the near future. I hope that this has gotten you guys to at least thinking about global warming and its effects, and maybe gotten some of you to do a little research. And again, a huge thanks to our guests today. I hope that everybody has a great rest of your day.